USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the announcement that the Pfizer vaccine will be the first to get emergency use authorization to get one step closer to the end of the pandemic. Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern saying it's the news all Americans have been waiting for.
We can anticipate an FDA authorization very soon, and that we can see potentially shipments over the weekend. We could see shots in arms as soon as Monday, and that is really exceptional.
Lawmakers busy on Capitol Hill this Friday looking to avert another partial government shutdown. Funding for parts of the government runs out at midnight on Friday. Lawmakers also still haggling over the deals regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Republican Senator Josh Hawley also pushing hard for $1,200 checks to go out to Americans like they did earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.